Now, the Kerry senior hurler manager, Stephen Malumphy, has come to an end of his two-year term in charge of the county senior hurlers, leaving him with a decision to make whether or not to carry on in the role. That's after, of course, Kerry's 14-point defeat to Laois in Aisteshonestack Park on Saturday evening, which it turns out was a dead rubber game in the Joe McDonagh because of the result of Carlo and Offaly on the other side of things. With me in the lines, Mike O'Halloran, who was commentating along with Andrew Morrissey. Mike, disappointing end to the season. It's the nature of the competition, I suppose, that has it that way. Carlo beating Offaly, I mean, they'll feature in the final.
They do feature in the final. I suppose it was a disappointing end, and I suppose really, from early on in the game in Tralee, the results were not the results, but the scoreline was coming in from Carlo, and it didn't look good. So from very early on, you could see the people in the crowd weren't that enthused by the whole thing, because it didn't matter what happened between the two teams there. But it was essentially a pride thing. I was talking to Stephen Malumphy before the game. He was hoping that they could, I suppose, you know, win that game, a home game in front of a nice crowd and a lovely day, but that didn't happen. And there was lots of talk there on social media about Offaly putting out a weakened team. What else would you do if you're in that position? You're in the final in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah,
you want to mind all your best players. He did mind all your best players. I think there was 12 changes. But look, that's what happens, and that's what any team would do, I think.
Yeah, Kerry would have done the same if they were in the situation. Similar.
Absolutely. Except you wanted to avoid somebody or whatever. Like, there was lots of talk before it about how he was prepared maybe to meet Kerry if Kerry could beat Laois, but that's not the way it turned out. And I presume Offaly will be like those games up there between Offaly, Laois and Carlo, they're all kind of matches that they would try to get one over on each other, and maybe Offaly might.
Yeah, maybe that might have been the case. How do we look at the season, Mike? Kerry qualified for Division 2A of semi-final, a game really they left behind them against Offaly, the eventual champions.
Well, you see, we can talk all we like about leaving a game after them against Offaly. Offaly have beaten Kerry four times, so that means that Kerry left Offaly beaten four times, which is, you should be learning something from that, wouldn't you? I would think, you know.
Yeah.
So, look, looking back on the season, okay, we stayed in the division, did okay, but last year we were in the joint in the final. We're not this year, you know. So, like, is that progress? I don't think it is, to be honest. We should certainly be hoping to get a joint in the cup final. Okay, maybe a draw. The draw against Carlo was a death knell on the team. But look, is it progress? I think we're standing still. I think that we are not progressing, or maybe we are progressing, but the people in the division with us are in the Joe McDonagh Cup with us are progressing faster than we are. But then, you know, you have to look at it another way there. Look at the likes of Kildare.
Yeah.
Who had huge resources, huge population, huge hurling going on up there, a huge walk.
Sorry, Mike, I think we just lost you there. Are you with us? Hello, Mike. Hello, sorry, yeah. I lost your last point to the point about Kildare. They have huge resources, but not making the breakthrough.
Huge resources in Kildare, and they're gone down to the Christie Ring. Kerry are staying where we are. Is it relative progress? But relative progress is no good. We need to be driving on and getting to the Joe McDonagh final. We need to maybe have a good chance of getting to the final of the league. All those kind of things. It's this year was not progress in my mind. Last year was better. Something happened this year that things didn't click for Kerry in certain games. They won a game away to Down. They won a game away to Kildare. But after that, then it was sort of stuff that was going on. Yeah.
And look, we could be seeing, we don't know for sure, are we seeing the end of one of Kerry's loyalist servants, Mikey Boyle?
Well,
in a Kerry shirt?
I don't know. I was told on Saturday that he had retired. Now there's doubt about that. But like, whether he has or he hasn't, and the man has to be honoured for what he's done for Kerry hurling. He has given his whole life to it since he was 14. He's played in every grade for Kerry in hurling. He's captained Kerry to Christie Ring win. He has played much football for Kerry. He's given his all to football, hurling, soccer, you name it. Mikey Boyle and the Boyle family are one of the best sporting families, not alone in Kerry, but in the country, I'd say, for what they've given to sport in Kerry, all the brothers and their father before them, and now another generation coming up as well. So Evan is captain of the Kerry Minor Footballers. So, like, it's an ongoing family tradition there of service to Kerry. And if he has retired, he owes Kerry or Kerry supporters nothing. Now, there's maybe one or two other guys who are as long as Sean Weir, after the game, he told me he has retired from it. Another man who's been a huge servant for Kerry Hurling. There's talks of other guys there who, I won't mention any names, who are talking maybe about thinking about, like, you see a lot of those fellas have started off all, they've all started off together. Now they're all having families together, you know what I mean, all on the same time and that kind of thing, you know, so, like, life is changing for them and they've given loads and loads of service.
Yeah. That's for sure they have. Mike, thanks a million for that and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. Mike O'Halloran with us on the line. If you have a view on that, on the season for the Kerry Hurlers, get in touch. More on the way in hour two.